to Underground Magnolia Podcast with me, the one and only Desiree Avalto in the whole wide world. And on this episode of Underground Magnolia Podcast, noted jazz saxophonist Donald Harrison is joining me. And talk about a treat. He's taken his music in so many different directions that he's been dubbed father of omniverse music. Hailing from my hometown of New Orleans, the composer and musician is skilled in every era of jazz, as well as playing soul, funk, and even classical orchestral composition. That's right. Hey now, as we say in New Orleans. He was even featured in several episodes of the acclaimed HBO series Tremé, showcasing his various music styles. Harrison has played with a long line of greats, including Roy Haynes, Art Blakey, Eddie Palmieri, Dr. John, Lena Horne, Miles Davis, Ron Carter, Billy Cobham, Chuck Loeb, and over 200 jazz masters. In 2022, he earned the prestigious title of Jazz Master from the National Endowment for the Arts. Additionally, artists such as Christian Scott, John Batiste, Esperanza Spalding, Trombone Shorty, the Notorious B.I.G., and a whole host of others have been mentored by Harrison. Yes, Donald Harrison has been busy and he's not stopping. Recently, he's been performing around the nation with his multiverse EP, Art of Passion. And he joins me to talk about that and much more.
Chose the title because passion comes in all forms and shapes and fashions.
So how should people listen to The Art of Passion?
Just put it on, sit back and let it take you on a journey. If you love straight ahead music, if you love John Coltrane, then listen to that, but also listen to the other versions and see how they're connected and let the music open you up to new experiences. I'm hoping that We have people who may think this is one style, or this is the style of music that they love, that they walk away with a bigger picture of music.
Yes, Donald Harrison is doing it with his EP Art of Passion, featuring three different music genres: hard swing, trap hip hop, and trap hip hop jazz. Let's take a closer listen. First up, here's Art of Passion, Hard Swing. Loving that. And now let's hear Art of Passion, Trap Hip Hop. These songs are fantastic, which I'm sure I don't have to tell anybody. And here's the third version of Art of Passion, Trap Hip Hop Jazz.
Thank you.
Now, I know all of you are loving Donald Harrison's Art of Passion multi-genre tracks. And there's more where that came from. In 2006, Harrison recorded The Magic Touch, which also has several different versions. Here's the original recording.
The Magic Touch is 9 songs. Well, it's one song played in 9 different genres. Let's put it like that. I played like reggae and trap hip hop, soul music, all of these different genres. But then we created a nouveau swing style of the song, which embraces 8 different styles of music instead of mixing 2 different styles of music. So that's like nouveau swing on steroids, because you have all of these inferences from 8 different styles of music merged into one jazz style. Young musicians who are on that, before they can really play nouveau swing, they have to endeavor to learn all of these different styles of music and how to play them and understand them before they can be natural in mixing all of these styles together. So there's a learning curve for them, but they did their work diligently and are able to achieve this heightened hybrid sound.
How long does it take to put all this together, gather all the musicians, and then actually record it? The process must be just crazy.
Yeah, it's a longer process. That particular song took years. For The Magic Touch, there's 10 more versions that I have to record that are on the horizon. But because getting musicians, the right musicians in the right place at the right time is one dilemma. Then finding the budget, because I had to spend my money for the whole project. Of course, when you have an idea as new as that, no one understands it at a record company. So I had to do it myself. And we got it achieved, but it takes a long time. Hopefully in the future, I'll make the process shorter. The first time I did it, it was a brand new experience. I had to make up my own school for my own self and figure out how to get it done.
According to Harrison, he created Nouveau Swing in the mid-80s. Before that, in the late 70s, at just 19, he authored a modern jazz take on the tried-and-true New Orleans second line called the New York second line, with another jazz great and New Orleans native, Terrence Blanchard, on the track. Up in New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz, has of course made an indelible mark on Donald Harrison. And while the Big Easy is known for creating this art form, it should not be lost on folks that at one time New Orleans was one of the largest slave ports in the world. So while you're down in the French Quarter, steps away from the Mississippi River, think about that. It's the history of slavery in New Orleans that also informs Harrison's music. He is known in the city as Big Chief of Congo Square and has a multiverse of songs called Congo Square Suite that speaks to the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the 19th century, on Sundays, Congo Square became a meeting place for African slaves to express their culture, with West African ritual dancing, singing, and drumming as the main attraction. It became a multiracial celebration of sorts, where folks of many backgrounds gathered. It was one of, if not the only place in the area, where African slaves could express themselves freely. These ritual musical meetings played an extensive role in the development of jazz. Congo Square is still located in the same spot, on Rampart Street in the historic Tremaine neighborhood, just now north of the French Quarter in Louis Armstrong Park.
Congo Square, for me, hallowed ground. And the reason that's so special is because people of African descent were allowed to continue their culture here in America openly, and that turned into a sound in New Orleans. It's tied to antiquity, but still keeps alive African culture, and it also informs the music and culture of New Orleans to this day. You still have jazz musicians and even hip-hop musicians who are informed by the music that came out of Congo Square. Africa has a lot of different cultures. They're all connected in some fashion, but it has a lot of different specific cultures. But through all of these different tribal affiliations getting together, a New Orleans sound emerged out of that. Things that are influenced by what happened in Congo Square are second line music. When you have a parade or a funeral, you know, the brass bands that play in New Orleans, they're heavily influenced by Congo Square. What I do culturally, and I call Afro New Orleans culture, tribal cultures, is still alive. It's the purest sound that's been influenced by Congo Square here in America. And then you have traditional jazz was influenced by Congo Square, and also the R&B and funk, and even up to the hip hop in New Orleans. There's a tradition in hip hop where they say they're chanting. An African chant, just like African music. So it permeates the soul of New Orleans. You still can go there on Sundays and you'll hear drummers playing. Still alive.
Wow. Thanks, Big Chief Donald Harrison, for that great historical journey in music and beyond. And let it be known that in 2019, he was named a chief in the Democratic Republic of Congo by one of their queens. The Big Chief has certainly proven that music has many sides to it and can take you anywhere you want to go. He's also embarked on playing compositions using the principles of quantum physics. All right now, as we say in New Orleans. For more on that and where you can see the father of Omniverse music, check out his Instagram at Big Chief Donald Harrison. That's Big Chief Donald Harrison. And you can buy his music wherever music is sold. For more information on this episode, please go to undergroundmagnolia.com. That's undergroundmagnolia.com. Just click on the show and all info, including links, will be there. While on my website, you will also see all of my podcast episodes, which can be heard wherever you listen to podcasts. So please listen, rate, review, and comment. If you want to be on Underground Magnolia Podcast, send an email to contact@undergroundmagnolia.com. That's contact@undergroundmagnolia.com. My Instagram is Underground Magnolia Podcast. Again, that's at Underground Magnolia podcast. Please spread the word. Till next time, this is Desiree Abalto, the only Desiree Abalto on the planet. For Underground Magnolia podcast, I'm out.